Tonight's skies will be filled with bright lights and shooting stars as the astronomical event of the year arrives. The Perseid meteor shower will reach its peak tonight with thousands of shooting stars up to 20 times brighter than a normal star to full. David Moore, Chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, is going to tell us more about how to get the best out of this meteor shower. David, good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much.
This is an annual event, so what's happening?
Well, it is an annual event, and of course the year is how long it takes the Earth to go once around the Sun. So on August 12th or 13th, because we do add in leap days every now and then, we pass near a comet's orbit, a comet called Swift-Tuttle. And it's been around the Sun probably thousands of times, and it's left debris, dust, all throughout its orbit. So even though the comet only goes around the Sun every 120 years and was last around in 1992, there's still plenty of dust in this part of its orbit, and we plough through it. So it's rather like insects spattering on the windscreen as you hurtle down a motorway.
Okay, so we have obviously an atmosphere, the Earth's atmosphere, and how big are these pieces of dust that light up then as shooting stars?
Well, the average shooting star, or meteor to give it its correct name, is about the size of a grain of sand.
And you'll My goodness.
They burn up 60 miles above the ground, so you're seeing a grain of sand at least 60 miles away. And some of the larger ones, and this shower is known for the larger ones, might be the size of a pea, they would light up the entire landscape like day if one of those hits us. So we're hoping for a few of those.
So tiny little things, but burning at such a high temperature, they create huge light.
Yeah, I mean, it's the speed that does it. The closing speed between them going around the sun, us going around the sun, hitting each other is about 130,000 miles an hour. So even the spacecraft up there only doing 25,000. So actually, they can get peppered by these. And there were some storms in the past where the astronauts retired to more heavily protected parts of their space station, just in case one did puncture.
Just in case one would puncture. To get the best out of this meteor shower, what kind of circumstances do you have to create for yourself?
Well, there's a bit of a moon around this year. Last year it was perfectly moon free and we saw loads of them. It was well worth going out into the countryside. So if people in cities and towns are going to be almost as good as people living out in the countryside, the light pollution won't make that much difference. It will lower the numbers, but as I said, this shower is known for these fireballs. So we want everyone to go out and watch them. Just find an area where you've got as much sky as you can see, no trees or buildings around. Lay back if you've got a sun lounger, even a blanket on the ground. Give your eyes a few minutes, at least 10 minutes to adapt to the dark. And just fill your vision with as much sky as possible.
What area of the sky do we look?
Well, the moon is actually in the south this evening. So if you can look north at the moon behind you, one, you won't look at the moon and be dazzled by it. And secondly, that part of the sky should be the darkest. So if the sky is totally clear and you've got a choice, look north.
The weathermen and women, what are they saying?
Well, over the weekend, the forecast was looking pretty good for tonight. But we always tell people we're trying to do a national watch. We want people to count as many as they see. You can report that on Astronomy Ireland's website, astronomy.ie. You'll see the link there. And all you need to do is count every 15 minutes. And somebody somewhere in the country is going to have clear skies. It always happens, even when the weather is atrocious. But the forecast did look good.
Okay, so get out there, try and find a secluded spot free of as much light pollution as you can find. Look away from the moon, look at the north skies, and you're bound to see something if the clouds aren't obscuring you.
Yep, and count them every 15 minutes because your count has scientific value. We'll see perhaps 20 times more shooting stars than normal tonight, and that's because the general public have been watching this shower for decades. And we'll publish a report in our magazine in due course.
How rare an event is this kind of shower? We know this happens every year, but how often do we get meteor showers?
There are two big meteor showers every year, one in August, this one, and the Perseids, and then the Geminids in December. Unfortunately, they happen when it tends to be a lot colder. I remember once watching the Perseids and realising by dawn around 4 a.m. that I'd been in my shirt sleeves the whole night. That's not going to happen in December.
No. And temperatures have fallen a bit in the last few days. We're told that nighttime temperatures might be a bit chilly. So bring the sweater.
Don't risk your shirt sleeves this time. That was exceptional.
Something big happening on the 24th of August.
Yeah, we have our big annual star party and we'd like to invite everybody in the country to come and look through some of the most powerful telescopes in Ireland. In Roundwood, County Wicklow, where the sky is incredibly dark, you can see the Milky Way going down to the horizon. There'll be talks about the Apollo moon landings. That's our theme. theme this year. There'll be a rocket launch. There's a professionally catered barbecue. And you'll see the wonders of the universe. Jupiter and Saturn are the two main planets on view. But there are star clusters and galaxies. And we'll have a big laser to point out stars in the sky. It's a great event for the whole family. All the details are on astronomy.ie.
Okay, and whereabouts in Roundwood is it happening?
We hired the GA grounds for the evening. We can cater up to 1,000 people there. We've had nearly that many in the past, always several hundred people. And it's something to do once in your life, I think, because to see something like Saturn live in a telescope is absolutely breathtaking.
So that's the one you hold your breath for clear skies.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. But we have a trick for beating the Irish weather because we've been doing this since 1992. And if it's cloudy that night, all the talks, barbecue, etc., there's exhibitions and art shows, the whole
lot. So there's lots to do anyway.
Lots to do anyway. They'll all happen. But the following Friday or Saturday, whichever is clear, we'll set the telescopes up again. So we can sort of almost guarantee people a clear sky.
So your hospitality will happen one way or the other on the 24th. But if...
And you will get to see the wonders of the universe at some stage once the Irish weather cooperates.
All right. And people can log on to Astronomy Ireland.
Astronomy.ie.
Astronomy.ie.
And there's a big public lecture tonight in Trinity College for anyone who's interested in gravitational waves. We have a speaker coming in from Spain to explain why this is the most important research area of astronomy. The 2017 Nobel Prize was awarded for it. They can detect black holes colliding on the far side of the universe. It's absolutely fascinating.
It's also very hard to get your head around.
And it's Einstein's theory of general relativity, which he came out with in 1915, and it took 100 years for the technology to catch up to actually find these gravitational waves. And the kind of things that goes on are absolutely mind-boggling. More than the mass of the entire sun gets converted into gravitational waves, which are probably going through this room at the moment. But we can't detect them because they only make atoms move by a tiny fraction of the width of one proton. It's an incredibly tiny amount, and the technology to detect that is phenomenal.
Every day is a school day. David Moore, the chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, thank you very much. And don't forget that Star BQ is on the 24th of August in Roundwood. David, thanks a million.